Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. With me is Annalisa Palmer. Annalisa, you've been working on the Thinking LSAT podcast and LSAT Demon customer service for a long time. And so this little question here from Mason, I thought Mason was a smartass when I first got this email, and I almost responded with like just a question mark. But instead, it's turned out to be my very favorite email that anybody has ever sent to daily@lsatdemon.com. Mason says, how do you use the demon wrong? And as somebody who has spent a lot of time in development for the demon and customer service for the demon, I don't know. I'm interested in what you think people do to use the demon wrong.
I think a lot of the times they don't. This was a problem early on. I don't know if it's still a problem because I was recently, I'm not really on the customer service team anymore, but when I was on the team, a lot of the time people wouldn't explore it. They would just like do drilling. They would only do drilling, and then they'd be like, why am I spending $95 on this when it's just drilling? And I'm like, no, it's not. There's like, people don't look, and you can take a time test. You can take a time section. And there's explanations built in, and they're like, well, why isn't there explanations? You have to click. It's blind review, and then you click on it. And I guess my tip is just don't just do drilling or stuff that's on the very first homepage. There's a whole tab on the side that you can expand. You can see our lessons, you can just see the explanation page. You can filter by question type, although we don't recommend doing that because you can't do that on the real LSAT.
Right.
So don't keep that on for too long. But there's the ask button. People done it for a while. People weren't using the ask button, and they were like, how can I get help on a question? You hit the ask button, we email you. So yeah.
Admittedly, the navigation on Demon 1.0, it's pretty awful. We've been living with it now for 2 years or whatever. And it is, the navigation is pretty bad. But that said, just
I've
click
made
all
a video
the,
for you.
Yeah, well, for one, Annalisa made a very helpful video about how to use it. But for two, just click all the things. Just click all the buttons and explore, because there's a lot more there than you think. I mean, if you click the lessons on the left-hand navigation of Demon 1.0, you click lessons and it expands into like months worth of content, but you would never run out of stuff to study. And people are like, I don't understand why I don't, how come there's no explanations? It's like, what? We have multiple explanations for every LSAT question.
Yeah.
And there's the ask button right there. So if you want help, that's what the demon is designed for, is to give you help. You can do timed sections. You can do full-time tests. You can just look up explanations. If you click the explanations tab, if you've already done a question and you want to just look up prep test 71, whatever, like you can just go through the explanations tab and look up all of our videos and all of our written explanations. That's great. Mason's kind of a genius, huh? Like that question, how do you use the demon wrong? It's surprisingly useful, because there are lots of ways that people, you know, do it wrong. And not clicking the buttons is one of the things that you can do wrong. Just don't be shy about exploring inside the demon.
Absolutely. And don't just do it on your phone. The desktop looks much nicer, I think.
Oh yeah. That's a whole Brave New World type of a situation. I mean, I don't ever just do things on my phone. I always am doing things on my laptop. But it's a different UI on the phone and on the mobile version of the site and on the desktop version of the site. So definitely check it out from your laptop, not just your telephone.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for coming on the show, Annalisa.
Yeah, thank you.
You can get yourself on the agenda for a future show by emailing daily@lsatdemon.com. We'll be right back.